Before Hoover Dam supplied electricity for this region of the Southwest, this old powerhouse generated the electricity. In fact, it was the energy from this building that allowed the huge dam to be built. What happened to the old powerhouse? It has a use today that has even more people stopping to see the wonder. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Joshua Noble says the path through Kingman, Arizona is a well-worn trail from a long time ago.
The Camel Brigade with Lieutenant Beale came through in the 1850s. He came through trying to find a all-weather route. The railroad soon followed his path.
And after the railroad, Route 66 and the interstate followed. Today, I-40 heads due south from Kingman. The old road didn't take that course, though. There was a good reason.
The stretch going between Kingman and Oatman isn't a very good stretch, but when Route 66 was designated in 1926, that's where they put it through because all the traffic was going to a little mini gold rush going into Oatman.
Today, Oatman is a village known for wild burros that roam its streets.
That little unique stretch, if you want to see a real part of American history and what Route 66 would have looked like with the narrow roads, that's the part to look at.
Kingman is the largest city between Flagstaff and Victorville, California, a distance of about 400 miles.
Kingman sits at the heart of the longest remaining stretch, so going from Topoc to a little bit west of Ash Fork is 158 miles, and that's the largest continuous remaining stretch of Route 66 in the United States.
The Welcome Center and Route 66 Museum here has a historic home as well.
Kingman Powerhouse was built as a Desert Power Company back in 1907 to 1909, provided power for Oatman, Chloride, as well as Hoover Dam when they were constructing Hoover Dam.
Many folks who visit Kingman then head up the mountain pass into the tiny town of Oatman, a road with hairpin turns and steep grades that is a must path for many motorists exploring old Route 66. Traveling the countryside in Kingman, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.